Hello, and welcome to Radio Education. This is a podcast from the Alamosa School District, and I am your host, Adriana Chapa. I am a mother, a teacher, and your neighbor. Thank you for joining us today. With us today is Assistant Superintendent Dr. Luis Murillo. Welcome, Dr. Murillo.
Hi, Adri. It's our favorite day of the week.
We have a phenomenal
guest, so I want to get us moving, so let's get started.
Let's move on to our first section, happenings at our campuses. So what can you share with us about what's happening around our campuses?
Yes, today I want to tell you about a special event that our school board is planning, a presentation and conversation with the community that we're calling the State of the District.
Ah, this is interesting. So have we done this before?
To my knowledge, we have not done this before,
but it
is very much needed.
All right. And so tell us, why are we having this meeting?
Well, we've gotten, two things. One of them, we want to share our progress.
Okay.
We want to share the things that are going well and the areas of need. And the second one, we've heard feedback from community that, you know, board meetings are difficult to attend, meaning that whenever they bring up a concern, it's not a two-way conversation. The board sits and listens, and then they'll direct Dr. Jones or me to get back with the parent, depending on what it is. This is a chance for community to engage with the school board, as well with administration, to have a conversation on topics of interest.
Okay. And so do you have a lot of information to present?
We are preparing some slides to talk to the community about the progress on our strategic plan, our financials, where we stand, some of our needs regarding our facilities, and then also just the state of finance statewide, and where we see some of our concerns. So that's the basis of what we're going to talk about. And then we will engage with community, or the board will engage with community, depending on what comes up.
All right. So when and where will this meeting take place?
This is taking place on March 27th.
Okay.
So instead of having our regularly scheduled school board, the school board is foregoing that board meeting, and we're having this special event, and it'll be at Alamosa High School at 6 p.m.
All right. So you said the community could ask questions.
Yes.
And so you would just stand up when you want to ask a question?
We're going to have a moderator.
Okay.
So there will be some cards that will be passed around, and our moderator will collect the cards.
Okay.
And we'll ask questions based on themes at first. And then if there is a question that might not be on a theme, then we'll certainly take that.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing this information. Mark your calendars, March 27th in the high school auditorium at 6 p.m. See you there. Let's move on to our favorite section, celebrate.
Today we have a very special guest. This special guest is in his first year as assistant principal at Ortega Middle School, but he's definitely not new to either the school or education. He's been 17 years in education, with the last four of those being in Alamosa School District. Previous to that, he spent 11 years in Manassa, and he started his teaching career as student teacher at Sierra Grande. It is my pleasure to introduce Mr. Adam Martinez.
Welcome to Education Radio, Adam. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hello, and thank you guys for having me. Like Dr. Murillo said, I am the assistant principal and athletic director here at Ortega Middle School this year. I've been in education for many years, and this is my first year jumping into the administration side.
All right.
I'm glad you did. You know, Adam, I'm always interested in the day-to-day of our leaders. At this point, we've interviewed all of our principals and all of our assistant principals. And one may think that, well, you know, they're assistant principals, their days are the same. But I know that they're not. So my question to you is, tell us a little bit about your day-to-day.
So that's definitely one of my favorite things about my position, is the fact that my days go by so quickly because there's never a dull moment.
And I can attest to that. I got a chance to spend my day at OMS today, and Adam was... one moment he seemed like he was in the office, and then the other moment he was in a classroom, then he was covering lunch. So I saw that today.
All right. So what is the middle school's vision, and what role do you play in bringing it to fruition?
So I would say, simply put, our vision at OMS is to increase culture and climate amongst all students, staff, and community. My role is to work hand in hand with Mr. Gonzalez to do what needs to be done to make this happen. I'm here to support my staff, guide my students, and help provide a safe learning environment for all my students.
All right, Adam. So some might say that admin is the dark side. I disagree because we're all one team. But anyway, what led you to want to pursue administration?
Oh, I could say I was pretty comfortable in the classroom and just always looking for new challenges. That definitely gave me that bump that I think I needed to make the jump.
All right. And yeah, because you taught science, you've taught STEM, and now you're the administrator at our campus. All right. That keeps education fresh. So what is the biggest change you have seen at OMS over the years you have been there?
You know, especially this year, I'd like to say that the overall energy has really, really increased in a positive way.
Again, when I was there today, and I've been there several times this year, you can walk in and you feel a difference. You feel a different energy, and it has to do with the staff, with the kids, but also, you know, in the past we've talked about, you know, the lighting and the airflow. The changes that we've made could definitely be felt by anyone walking into our building.
I agree. Working there, I have to say, yes, you're right.
All right, Adam. Our audience are parents, community members, or just whoever wants to listen on Spotify. But what advice do you have for parents who are wanting to help their children be successful in school?
You know, at the end of the day, I would say just keep yourself involved. Reach out. We're always here to create these open lines of communication. And the more we can work together to make sure that those kiddos are being successful is really what, you know, helps everything roll at our building.
I agree. So tell us what brings you joy about your job as an administrator.
For me, honestly, this year, the shining light was the fact that we did a big adult, like who's your adult, trusted mm-hmm. adult survey.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. we kind of make a joke at it now, but I did come in number one, and I won't let anybody live that down because that's something that I'm pretty proud of.
I have heard that more than once. And I love it because research says that when a student has at least one trusted adult,
yeah,
they have better outcomes. So I am glad that you are that trusted adult, Adam, for so many students.
But you were the one that was chosen the most. And so, but I think that all of our staff.
Oh, high numbers.
You know, yeah, which is awesome that students could identify with somebody at that campus.
Absolutely.
And that's what we want, of course.
All right, Adam, what keeps you up at night?
Really, you know, there's always going to be situations throughout the day that you don't want to see any child have to deal with, mm-hmm. especially if it's from a environment that needs to be more positive, I guess. That's a tough question just because there's so much to it. And really want the best for all these kids, and we just want them to go home and be safe and happy.
Okay. I don't know, it's a tough question because it could be so many things, right? It's hard to pinpoint one thing.
That's right.
If you had a magic wand and could magically change one thing about our education system immediately, what would it be?
Well, I guess the easy answer would be money. Funding is always getting tighter and tighter. Mm-hmm. And I know we could offer a lot more programs if we had more access to some of those funds. But I know as a district, we do the best we can, and we'll continue to do that.
All right. So, you know, I hear your booming voice, you know, in the halls, and kids definitely listen to you. And, you know, all kids are different. Every student's different. But what do you use to motivate students and help them make better choices?
You know, for me, my go-to trick is questioning. I ask them, what would you do to make better choices, or how could you have changed that situation?
You know, having been a counselor myself and being trained, that works quite a bit.
You know, it does. And I've been an administrator as well. And I remember, you know, asking a student, so did you really do this? Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I said, so what could we have done differently? You know, and they do know. They know, for the most part, what to do differently.
All right, Adam, I have a tough question here. It seems that more and more we hear about students' access to vapes. There's also a perception, or possibly a reality, that more students are vaping. What is OMS doing to address this?
You know, we do our best to investigate those situations and identify who's in possession of a vape at any given moment. And we do our best to just reduce that possession of vape in our building.
And I know we also are working district-wide and definitely secondary focused. We were granted a vaping prevention grant, and we're addressing it through what Adam talked about, but also through counseling and education. We have a parent night coming up, which is going to be a parent story around opioids, but the story, I'm not going to spoil it, but it started with vaping. So we're trying to address the vaping issue through many different fronts.
You know, I love when, you know, one of the things that happens at the high school is if you're caught vaping, you have to go through mm-hmm. an education program, yes. you know, that's going to tell you, you know, the cons of it. I like that. Adam, thank you for taking the time. Oh, no. I've got another question before we get there. We have several new teachers on our campus. So how and what is administration doing to help those teachers?
So Mr. Gonzalez is working directly with a group of veteran teachers to offer support in every which way. And so that really seems to be helping those new teachers start off on a strong foot.
All right. Well, thank you. And Adam, thank you for taking the time to be our guest. I know you're very busy. Thank you for being with us today. And we wish you the best in all you're doing at OMS.
Thank you guys for having me.
Moving on to our last segment, upcoming events. Next week, OMS students will be going bowling. Ask your child about it. The cost is $5 per person and is due right away.
We're also just a few days away from the end of the third quarter. So as always, make sure your child is up to date on all work that needs to be turned in. It is not too late.
All right. Thank you for being with us today. Education Radio is a podcast by the Alamosa School District. Podcasts are available in both English and Spanish and are a click away on our school website. Parents, remember that educating your child is key to their future and a life of options. Until next time.
Alamosa School District. Students today, leaders tomorrow.